Hey, listeners. We're trying something new today. This is a mini-series we're calling the Roofer Short Report. I'm no Pete, but hopefully you don't mind having me instead. In the next 10-ish minutes, I'll summarize a topic that we here at Roofer have covered recently in a blog or on other channels. It'll be something to help you grow your business or consider your processes from a new angle. Listen between jobs or while you're driving, and maybe you'll come away with some cool new ideas. Today, we're talking profits. In the US alone, roofing is a multi-billion dollar industry, with IBIS World estimating it at over $75 billion in 2025. It's grown especially fast in the past decade. The biggest driver of revenue is the never-ending need for new roofs. With the increase in demand for housing, total revenue for roofing businesses is also rising, split across a lot of competing businesses, of course. What our team wanted to know was, how profitable is the average roofing business in 2025, among other questions? So we looked at trade publications and US federal data to find out. Part one, are most roofing companies profitable? Short answer, yes, when managed right. From 2024 to 25, the industry has generally reported a gross profit margin of 25 to 40%. That's a net profit margin of 6 to 12% after overhead taxes and stuff. These are rough ranges, but they're a good baseline to compare your own earnings with. Major factors that swing these numbers up or down include bad estimating, low closing rates, and constant rework. Contractors who keep job costs tight, use tech tools, and stay busy tend to do better. The ones who move slowly, price from the gut, and eat a lot of costs fall at the low end of those ranges. Surprise, surprise, right? Part two, what are the average roofing business earnings in the US? Earnings vary massively depending on the size of the business. We're talking anywhere between 50K and many millions in yearly revenue. It really depends. In general, the bigger your org and the longer you've been growing your business, the more your earning potential. New businesses with small, scrappy teams and limited service areas might earn almost nothing in a year. Depends on local demand and how fast they move. Medium-sized businesses earn anywhere from $2 to $6 million on average. Large roofing companies, the big national guys operating on a huge scale, can bring in $10 to $25 million each year. These are rough averages. And they're gross profit numbers, not net. So long as you have the right tools, business mindset, and ambition, it's possible to grow your revenue each year. That said, there's always risk. Part three, how much do roofers make on average? In the US, your average contractor makes anywhere between $49,000 and $87,000 each year, according to Glassdoor. The average base pay sits at around $65,000. That doesn't count extra salary, though, like bonuses and overtime pay, which add an extra $21K on average. Not bad. But not everyone is a general contractor. What about roofers specifically? The US Department of Labor lists the 2024 median pay for roofers at just under $51,000 per year. Where you land depends on a lot of factors: experience, skills, location, and the hours you put in. Part four, what business owner salary should I expect? That depends. Owners pay themselves after covering payroll, materials, overhead, and taxes. Business owner doesn't exist as a job description, since every owner's workload looks pretty different. Some like to be more involved, some a lot less. In 2024, the median annual pay for construction managers was around $107,000. If you act as a construction manager plus general manager, aim there. On the higher end, Glassdoor lists an average base pay of $130,000 for senior business managers. How much you should pay yourself depends on your level of involvement in the business. Just don't do zero work and take all the profit. Part five, what are the average roofing business earnings in Florida? Being the largest roofing market in the US, Florida is a competitive place to run a roofing business. Lots of small local roofers, lots of tight profit margins, and extra pressure to keep quotes low. Florida demands a lot of its roofers. It has intense storm seasons. Florida gets the most lightning claims, higher material costs and supply timelines, and complicated insurance work, meaning higher risk and more cash flow needed. So many roofing businesses in Florida will land on the lower end of the earning scale. Part six, how about in Texas? The story in Texas is similar. Severe weather keeps demand for roofers high, but competition among businesses is intense. In fact, the insurance situation in Texas is even more complex. Texas saw almost 900 major hail events in 2024, the most of any state. Texas leads in both wind and hail claims, so roofers are constantly updating pricing and scheduling. And Texas lightning claims cost the most on average. So Texas roofers need to work harder for their revenue. All that said, storm season means both competition and extra earning potential. Roofers in both Florida and Texas who document everything and use a CRM will way outperform traditional pen and paper shops. Part 7, who are the top earners in North America? Right now, these are the biggest players in roofing, per the Roofing Contractor Top 100, Tekta America, Senti Mark Corporation, Flynn Group, Erie Home, and Roofing Corp of America. You can find the full list online if you're interested. Part 8, survival rate. How long do roofing companies stay in business? The tough truth is, most small businesses in the U.S. don't make it past a decade. And it's even tougher in the roofing industry, with the average roofing company being in business for only 3 to 4 years. 72% of new roofing businesses fail within 5 years. And of the contractors that survive, most take home under $80,000 in net income. Don't let those numbers scare you, though. More and more roofers are using CRM tools, instant estimators, and smart automations to stand out from the pack. If you're ruthless about using the best tech, you'll do fine. Part 9. How long does it take a new roofing business to start making profit? Depends on your experience and available tools. If you want to be in the black as fast as possible, you've got to be efficient. Your best option is to embrace tech. For example, roofers who order measurement reports instead of measuring on site save up to 40% more time and close 20% more deals. Also, never stop marketing your business. Join popular roofing Facebook groups, network, and depending on where you are, go door knocking to get your name out there. You've got to build your brand and earn that trust. Finally, take time to hire the right people and go the extra mile to give your customers amazing service. Part 10, how does a roofing contractor become profitable? It depends on so much. Many people have succeeded by hiring the right people and training well. Others have won at sales and communicating with their customers. Some roofers just perfect their skill and focus on quality. What do they all have in common? Drive, resiliency, and strategies that keep them ahead of their competitors. Here are a few best practices that'll give you the edge. Accurate measurements and stop eating rework costs. Faster quotes, the first clean proposal wins. Proper scheduling, protect your crew's time. Consistent lead handling, pick up the phone. Fast material ordering, don't waste a second. A good CRM system like Roofer does all of these things. Roofers that use CRMs and tech tools close deals 2.9 days faster and save 5 to 10 hours every week. If others are saving 10 hours every week and you aren't, you're not competing. A great CRM is a must-have in 2025. But hey, if you're listening to the Roofer Report, chances are good you know that already. That's it for this week. If you like this new format, let us know. We'd love your feedback before we do more. Catch you in the next episode. See ya!